use it as a harassment tool. However, Assistant District Attorney Elizabeth Frater said that despite the narrowing of the law, Douglas' opinion favored the prosecution. He denied their motion for the demur, she said, and they haven't decided if they're going to challenge it. Maxwell's trial, the defendant, is scheduled to go on July 27th. The jury will now be given instructions that prosecutors will have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Maxwell was loitering, intending to commit a crime, and he was sitting on the sidewalk holding a cup in his hand, Suarez said. So actually, there is interest in the technicalities. A demur means you go into court to say, hold everything, we don't even have to go to trial with this. This law is unconstitutional. The judge did not rule that the law was unconstitutional, but he ruled that it's only constitutional if you can show intent to commit a crime, which in essence does throw out the law, because the law is a substitute for finding someone is about to commit a crime. If you had an idea someone was about to commit a crime, you wouldn't even bother with this law, you'd go after the crime. But they want to remove people from ATMs, whether they're committing a crime or not. See, it's a crime to make middle-class people at ATMs nervous. That's the bottom line here. Well, we're getting toward the end of the hour, and my voice is holding up pretty well, but I think it might be nice to hear a little something from the Charlie Roger comedy troupe. And I'm just beginning to realize that Jolly Roger comedy troupe is already represented here at the station. Skidmark's Bob showed me that they have their own tape. I'm hoping this is a different Jolly Roger's comedy tape. They've done a number of them. So I'll put it on, and maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. This is the Jolly Roger comedy troupe, a Berkeley satirical group, which there's a lot of satire that's local to Berkeley, but their issues are often our issues. In fact, Berkeley's anti-homeless laws are copycat laws from Santa Cruz, in large part. They go back and forth with each other. Unfortunately, they don't talk to the people in the streets. They talk to the people in the think tanks. So here is the Jolly Roger comedy troupe.
I'm David Grill, and I'm here today in the National Public Radio studio with a special guest, Captain Hook, host and director of the rapidly growing Mexican radio movement known to many as Pirate Radio. Woohoo, Captain, and welcome to the studio.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're opening up our phone lines so our listeners can have a chance to ask their own questions of the old scaring crossbone PR broadcaster purported to be a Pirate Federal Communications Commission. Will we do so?
By every local or transmitter to put their own stations on the air
without regard to current FCC regulations so as to break the stranglehold on the free flow of information.
Well, yo-ho-ho, a bottle of rum! Come on, Hook! Aren't you just the kind of guy who has trouble following the rules?
Actually, no. It takes a lot of discipline to acquire the skills and knowledge to design transmitters. Our main concern is creating new, inexpensive opportunities for people to communicate. So to us, it's a free speech issue.
And one he's willing to walk the plank for, listeners. Well, let's go to Betty in Walnut Creek. Betty!
Hi, yes. I heard that pirate radio can make a plane fall out of the sky? Mr. Hook, how can you justify making planes fall out of the sky? Why, if I was in a plane, I would be pretty darn upset if some pirate radio broadcast made my plane fall out of the sky.
Micropower radio transmissions cannot make a plane fall out of the sky. What are you doing?
Just making a few sound effects here for the sake of drama. Hey, let's go to Ernie now in San Mateo. Ernie!
Yeah, I have trouble with my reception, and sometimes I pick up local bus route transmissions. Do you think it's because of all these radio pirates? I'm worried about having my soaps interrupted.
We don't interfere with other broadcasts. There's actually plenty of room on the FM band, even in most large metropolitan areas.
And we have Frank in Napa Valley. Ahoy there, Frank!
I just want to say, I think they ought to go ahead and make those rhino bullets. What if a really big dog came at you?
Well, that's very interesting.
Let's focus our spyglass over on Veronica in Berkeley. Veronica!
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just don't see what we need besides KPFA. You've got alternative news, alternative music. You got Terry Gross.
Let's go, Veronica.
Oh, yeah, well, I get them mixed up. But KPFA takes care of having to worry about the left needing a voice on the radio. I just don't see what's all the fuss about needing more voices on the air.
Well, KPFA actually offers a somewhat limited perspective, and a lot of people actually believe they have moved to the right over the past few years. At any rate, you can expect them to be somewhat respectful of their corporate donors.
Captain Hook, aren't you just suggesting that people turn the airwaves into chaos, into a nightmare of unregulated, unpredictable programs that you couldn't even look up in the newspapers?
It's true that you couldn't necessarily predict the program.
Ha! You hear that, mateys? Let's go to Judy in Mill Valley. Judy!
Well, I just don't understand this. You mean you're unhappy with what's on the radio?
It's not just me, Judy. There are hundreds of people out there who would like to hear more points of view.
Really? Well, I'm sure I have everything I need on my radio.
Delighted to hear it.
Hey, let's hear from Morris in Antioch. Morris!
You mean you don't like Ray Suarez? If you don't like Ray Suarez, well, you can just crawl back under the rock you crawled out of. Anybody who doesn't like Ray Suarez must be some kind of nutball.
Many of us believe that there are still unrepresented points of view which deserve inexpensive access to the airwaves.
Well, shivery timbers, let's sail off and have one last call from George in Burlingame. George!
Yeah, I just wanted to say that that rhino bullet guy was right on.
Hey, thanks, George. Well, Captain, thanks for the free radio point of view, and next time, bring that bottle of rum, eh? Just kidding.
Thank you for the opportunity to
see. And a parrot. Hey, next time, put a parrot on your shoulder. All pirates need a parrot, don't you think so, listeners? Hey, thanks again to Captain Hook and all the radio pirates out there from Barnaby Wild, your corporate stooge at National Corporate Radio.
And you're back with Bathrob Spear's Broadsides. I'm Bathrob Spear Robert. This is Free Radio 89.3 FM, Santa Cruz. You can join us at 427-3772. That's 427 Free Radio Santa Cruz, FRSC. If you have anything you want to say, if anything I've said has sparked a fire with you, if you want to throw a little water on my parade, give me a call and we'll get into it here on the air. Here's a story from the San Francisco Chronicle from 3rd of June. Assembly okays bill forcing drivers to get insurance. But just as I'm about to do that, I get another call. Hey, well, I better find out who this is.
Hi, you're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hi, Robert. I just want to comment there on the pirate spoof.
Yes.
Even if KPFA, you know, they bring great information, but the more voices we have out there, the better.
Oh, I agree. In fact, KPFA, unfortunately, great as it may be in many respects, although I don't have too much positive to say about it these days, they kicked William Mandel off the air.
Right.
They were censoring Mama O'Shea when she talked about internal difficulties at KPFA. They've become very vanilla in terms of simply being a kind of a pale shadow of public radio in some respects, and their coverage of local issues in Berkeley is sadly lacking.
Right. Well, I'm not even saying, like, even if it has shortfalls, I don't even need to criticize it, because it's a far cry from KSCO. So, like, the more voices we get on the left, which is, needs to unify more, you know, the better.
Yeah, well, I think, certainly, I believe in lots of voices, and I think that's a good thing. Lots of voices, lots of choices, no question. On the other hand, when you see abuse happening, like when KPFA institutes a drug testing policy for its employees, as it has done, then you have to raise your voice in criticism, because a lot of people are contributing money not knowing what really is going on there. So.
Well, I got a question for them. I know, like, I see is, like, the conservative right is incredibly, they're incredibly organized. You know, some of it's like sheep herding. But, you know, they got a party line, and people are like, oh, yeah, what he said or what she said. And I think it's a challenge for us on the left, especially, you know, if we're in anarchy and whatever our views may be, that we really need to find some cohesion, even if we have differences, whether, you know, it's about, like, religion choices or, you know, drug choices. And we really need to unify, so not to be too fragmented.
Well, I think around certain issues, it's really important to come together, just as it's important to retain independence and your own perspective, even if it's not politically correct within the left to do so. If you have a different point of view, you certainly shouldn't be afraid to express it. But nor is it, you know, I guess I'm particularly concerned about some vigilant criticism of local liberals who like to consider themselves left-wing, but aren't doing that on local issues like homeless issues.
Right, right.
And it's true, it fractionalizes to some extent. I mean, it does produce more controversy, and although the right wing, even though it may seem to be together, it has similar problems. I mean, the Nazis and the Klan are always fighting it up about who's whiter, you know, and that sort of
thing. Sure. I got a comment for you about the comment you were introducing about the auto insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a straight-out monopoly fascism where you have to, where it's required to buy the product.
Well, it's really a criminal kind of conduct against a whole class of people, because what you have are poor people who are trying to just make ends meet, and frequently you need transportation to get to work. And if they already have this law that they're going to suspend, if you drive on a suspended license, they confiscate your car for a month, and then do it again, they take it away forever. They have this law that if you smoke a joint anywhere, they can suspend your license. And so you're in a position where you have to on top of this, you have to get insurance.
I got a pretty good solution.
You know,
sell the car, use your feet, use your bike. No more DMV fees, no insurance fees. Doesn't matter what the hell they do to your license, because ain't nobody can take your bike.
What are you, some kind of a communist?
You bet.
Boy,
go to the critical mass.
I see.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
And yes, that's actually a live caller made his way to the phone and to the airwaves, and you can do it too. Just approach a phone gingerly, pick it up, and if it's one of those push-button things, dial 427-3772. Then place your mouth in front of the receiver and begin to talk. Easier than you think. Getting back to the San Francisco Chronicle article, Assembly okays bill forcing drivers to get insurance. No coverage, no vehicle registration. Sacramento, after an emotional debate about accident victims and the high cost of auto insurance, the Assembly approved a bill, June 2nd, that would require drivers to show proof of insurance when they register their vehicles or renew their registration. The measure is designed to lower the number of uninsured drivers who the state estimates are responsible for $1 billion to $2.3 billion a year in damages and other costs. Supporters argue that although the state requires drivers to have auto insurance, there is no mechanism to enforce the law. Opponents said the bill would hit low-income drivers, particularly in Los Angeles, because insurers set inner-city rates so high. Many of you know that I lost a husband last year, and many of you think that I am carrying this bill in part because of that, said the bill's author. Assemblywoman Jackie Spear, Democrat of South San Francisco. Hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Her husband, Dr. Steven Sierra, was killed in an accident caused by an uninsured driver at the wheel of a faulty car. I'm not carrying this bill for my husband, Spears declared. He was killed by bad brakes. Spears' bill would end a law in effect since 1991 that does not require drivers to prove they have insurance, although state law requires that all drivers be insured. So what this means is, if you get into an accident and you don't have insurance, you're guilty of at least committing an infraction. I was found guilty of this crime in 1992 when I bumped a car and my insurance was not up to snuff. Estimates by the Department of Insurance are that between 28% and 33% of California drivers have no insurance. In Alameda County, the department estimates that 25% are uninsured. In San Francisco, 35%. And in Los Angeles County, 44%. There is a very good reason why 40% of the people in Los Angeles do not have auto insurance. They can't afford it, Assemblyman Curtis Tucker, Democrat of Inglewood, argued in opposition to the bill. Driving is not a privilege, it's a necessity, Tucker added. It is irresponsible to pass a law where someone is criminally liable for not being able to afford something we deem they should have. Spears bill would require Californians as of January 1st, 1997, to submit proof of insurance when registering their vehicles or renewing their registration. Beginning January 1st, 1996, insurance companies would be required to notify the DMV electronically of cancellations, renewals, or issuance of auto insurance policies. Spears said that Arizona, experimenting with a similar law, reduced its number of uninsured motorists from 30% to 12%. I wonder what happened to the employment rate in Arizona. Approved on a 58-10 vote by the 80-member assembly, the bill must pass the Senate and be signed by Governor Wilson to become law. And that's from the San Francisco Chronicle of June 3rd. Well, what do you think of that law, folks? Insurance costs several hundred dollars. Well, every 6 months is what I pay. I'm probably paying too much, but and it's much higher for those who are younger, particularly younger single men, pay higher insurance. Question is, if you need to go to work to support your family or to support yourself, and you need to use a car, what are you going to do when this happens? Well, I mean, I'm meeting people in the everyday course of events who've lost their car. They drove on a suspended license because they were unable to pay fines, and so they lost their vehicle. Is this a helpful thing? What percentage of the people who are losing their vehicles, who are driving uninsured, are really hazardous drivers, is the question. That's a statistic I'd like to see, and I haven't yet in this debate. So, let's give a call to 427-3772. I said let's give a call, and the phone starts ringing. I like it. Keep it up, folks.
Hi there. You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I'll answer your question.
Okay.
The statistics of all drivers are potentially hazardous drivers, because automobile is an adept killing machine.
Right.
Yep.
Potentially hazardous.
Potentially hazardous. I tell you, it's an addiction. The auto is an addiction.
Hey, I've got to have my car, man.
What? Oh, you got to have it. You need a car.
I need my weekly car.
Human beings have been around for a lot longer than the automobile has been around. Uh-huh. So obviously life can exist without the car.
And I've got to have it, man. I've got to have it.
Yeah, it's an addiction. See, really, it is. Once people first need to admit addiction to, you know, war, to pavement, to concrete, to killing over like a million animals every year on the roads. Uh-huh. It's, you know, it's... They're legislating all this stuff, but I mean, I think it was up there on the level. So, to answer your question, yeah, all drivers are potentially,
except me. I would never do that.
Yep.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's certainly a consideration. I feel that if the rich are allowed to drive, the poor should also be allowed to drive, is my point of view.
But do we want to support Alaskan oil spills, Gulf Wars?
I think a mass transit system would be better.
Santa Cruz is a town where you can definitely get around without an auto and do well, do really well. L.A. was built for the car, and so it's catering to that. You know, they ripped up the trolley system and all that. But here in Santa Cruz, a lot of people working to make it a bike-accessible place in public transit.
I'll put in a brief for the bikes. I actually have a bike of my own, believe it or not. But the tire is flat, you know how it is.
Yeah, but it glorifies the person. Instead of feeding this car, you can pay to feed your body. Which is a lot better than feeding Exxon.
I hear you.
All right. People power.
Hey, thank you.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Well, so much for Bathrob Spear, the gas guzzler. Well, stick it to me, folks. I'm asking for it, so you can come and give it to me. And I guess we're winding up here. Bottom line, Bob LaMonica, who is is the man behind, or one of the men, one of the women and men behind the Recall the DA campaign. His normally show begins at 1, but today he's going to begin earlier. He's going to start giving you the lowdown on Drumhead Art Danner considerably earlier at 12:30. And so you might want to stay tuned for that. Naturally, you can always stay tuned until next Monday when the next edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides will come on, hopefully with some live guests. I was hoping we'd have Lighthouse Linda LeMaster drop by with the latest on the Linda Edwards situation. Again, we have a memorial coming up for her, probably sometime next week, midweek, but we're not sure. For those interested in Linda Edwards and how to help with her memorial, give a call to Lighthouse Linda LeMaster at 426-7701. That's 426-7701. You want to make any comments about this show, any subject matter has impressed you, you have any objections, and you can't do it off the air because I'll be off the air shortly, call me at my HUF number. HUF, short for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. It's 423-HUF, or 423-4833. So let's get down with a little more Jolly Roger, and then we'll just we'll sail off into the sunset and hope to see you next Monday at 10 o'clock, the same station, 89.3 FM. And I'll be around for a little while, so give a call to 427-3772 if you want before I go.
Free Radio Berkeley and San Francisco Liberation Radio have been on the air continuously for weeks in San Francisco and Berkeley. What does the public think of these fledgling micropower stations? Are they meeting the community's needs? For an answer, we ask people on the street to tell us what they think of free radio.
Well, I just don't think there's enough coverage of the O.J. Simpson trial. I need those details about Prosecutor Marcia Clark's wardrobe, or I can't hold my own around the water cooler.
I've been listening, and I like the music and all, but I'm just not hearing enough about Tonya Harding. Those free radio people need to dig deeper and get the real story out to the public about her costumes. I mean,
how about you, sir?
Lady, it sucks!
There's clearly not enough reliance on opinions and evaluations by experts. These ordinary members of the community, meanwhile, what do they know?
Free radio should cover sports. All hockey, all the time.
Free radio doesn't have enough commercials. I like the commercials. Commercials are the best part.
It sucks.
Free radio is great, but there's not enough commuter traffic coverage. I really need to know how long the wait is at the toll plaza on a daily basis.
Free radio talks too much about police brutality. Why, our boys in blue need to get more respect.
More O.J. All O.J. All the time.
Well, the public seems pretty disappointed in our broadcasts. We encourage anybody who doesn't like what's on their radio to make some radio of their own.
Answers follow answers when you've grown. Categories keep your mind from thinking. Till nothing that you know is really known. Now you can break
some
the past
week. Baptist Rose Broadside says goodbye.